This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the second extraordinary session of the 99th General Assembly.
The Senate will be in order.
The week began on Monday following the governor's call last week asking for abortion-related legislation. The result includes Senate Bill 5, Senate Bill 6, and Senate Bill 1. Senator Bob Andrew of Lake St. Louis sponsors Senate Bill 1. He says the governor's special session call is very detailed.
Many pages of it are devoted to adding the word abortion facility, where we'll still say ambulatory surgery center.
In addition to the legislation requested by the executive branch, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City introduced Senate Joint Resolution 1, which would, upon voter approval, modify the time period for legislative sessions.
So what I have done is I have offered a joint resolution to send to the voters to ask them if they want us to be here.
On Tuesday,
I call this committee meeting of seniors, families, and children to order. Tucker, take the roll, please.
The Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee heard Senate Bills 1, 5, and 6. During discussion on Senate Bill 1, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur pointed out her concern with language that would change whistleblower provisions in these matters.
When I had asked you about that, you had said that there is nowhere else under law that you're aware of that whistleblowers with regard to abortion are protected.
But Senator Onder stands by his belief this should be in his measure.
In my research on this, I did not see where abortion clinic employees' whistleblowing would be protected under an existing law.
All three proposals were voted to pass by the panel late Tuesday afternoon.
The senator from the 15th moves that Senate Bill number 5 would take no perfection as made the opinion.
By Wednesday evening, most of the elements in Senate Bill 1 would be moved into Senate Bill 5, which is sponsored by Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester.
We had some tweaks to the AG language, basically required 10 days notification to the local prosecuting attorney before the AG could step in.
Senator Scott Sisson of Afton still does not believe this issue qualifies for an extraordinary session.
Because I distinctly recall discussing Judge Sachs's forthcoming opinion on April 4th, 5 full weeks before the end of session.
Right.
Those bills never made it to the floor again.
Missouri senators would go on to send Senate Bill 5 to the Missouri House of Representatives for their consideration by a vote of 20-8.
I move the Senate stand adjourned until 9 a.m. on Thursday.
By law, an extraordinary session can last up to 60 days. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.